9:30 on a Thursday morning, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change and also the low price tire guarantee. We'll add in low price brake guarantee as well. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's opening day for Major League Baseball. I got
it's a great day. And then you're wearing your Cardinals shirt.
Yep.
You got a big game in Milwaukee.
Yep.
I know you're a big fan of the Cardinals. So
lifelong Cardinal fan. Grew up listening to Jack Buck and Harry Carey and Joe Garagiola, the three of them doing play-by-play early on.
Exciting time of year. A lot of the youth sports are going on, too.
That's exciting time
for soccer and baseball here locally. Lots of
NCAA
action.
Baseball or basketball continues.
Right.
Sweet 16 action continues.
That's tonight.
And
that's definitely exciting. Yep, good stuff. And lots of good stuff going on in Bartlesville as usual. Truck month is in the final days here.
Heavy into truck month still, right?
Yeah, we are still in the final days of truck month now. It'll end on Monday. I guess on Tuesday is when it really ends. But we're right down to the wire. We still have a lot of great inventory. They'll keep getting more 2019s in of the F-150, the Super Duty. A great selection of the SUVs, everything we need. I saw a new load of Toyotas coming in this morning, too, a bunch of RAV4s, which have been doing really great. You know, we have an all-new RAV4 that if you're interested in that kind of small SUV, that's something
that's
to
almost
consider.
A complete redesign this year, isn't
it?
It
is a complete redesign.
Yeah.
And it's a more, a little bit larger than the last model. Got a little bit more of a sporty look. It's really a nice-looking vehicle, really comfortable to drive, and has all that great new technology that you'd expect in a new vehicle today.
Good. Stop by, take a look at the RAV4, the F-Series truck, still, the, as far as I know, the largest, best-selling truck in America.
Of course, yes, for over 40 years.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, well, we do have a couple guests with us today, and a couple great organizations are represented here that both support our youth here in Bartlesville, which is something we love to talk about on
the
show.
Yeah.
So I want to introduce, first of all, some folks from Ray of Hope, the Heart of the Child event coming up. And I've also got Martin Garber here from Bartlesville Education Promise. So it's a great kind of combination of things, because Bartlesville does so much to support our youth and take care of both the vulnerable kids and the ones that, you know, just make sure everybody gets everything they need. And that's a great part of what we love to talk about on the show. So you guys at Ray of Hope have an event coming up. I want to introduce Michael Lindblom and Beth Dorsey. Say hello, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome. Thanks for coming. So tell us about Heart of a Child. I know it's one of your signature events, and it's a little bit low-key in a way, but it's really a neat event, I think.
Yeah. This will be our 12th year on April 7th from noon to 4 at the YMCA. We're expecting 450 children and their families to come to this free event, and we're going to have up to 18 raffle baskets that we're going to raffle off every 30 minutes.
So lots of prizes.
The grand prizes are 2 bikes that have been donated to us.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have 15 art booths that are going to be on the floor of the gym at the YMCA.
We're taking it over.
We're going to have the Bartlesville Police Department's going to bring their canines there.
Mm-hmm.
We have photo booths and DIY keychain booths and painted rocks for the 918 rocks that we like to do. This is our second year to do that. So, yeah, there's something for everyone.
There are lots of arts and crafts.
There's ice cream and the toppings and popcorn and drinks and all free to the families.
All free, and you just need to come on down
and enjoy
the
it.
Y and, you know, you can kind of come and go. I think if I remember correctly, there's not a lot of structure to it. But do hang around to win those prizes.
Right. Yes. That's right. Yes.
So, and this is the 12th year of the event.
Yep.
That's exciting. Tell us about Ray of Hope, too, and what this organization does, because I know it really fills a unique niche.
It does. Ray of Hope provides services to families that have been victims of child abuse. We assist with forensic interviews, medical exams, and are advocates for children and families. They serve about 250 kids each year. In addition, they provide prevention training, professional development for the community partners, and resources for foster kids, including a clothing closet. So they do lots to support you know, the kids in our community in various ways.
Yeah, so. and really, you know, our most vulnerable kids that right. have, you know, that need help right. in a time of real crisis.
Right.
You know, and the organization's been, was started here in Bartlesville. It's a Bartlesville grown organization, I believe, and, you know, wonderful for you guys to be involved in it. So tell us about how it works and how people get to Ray of Hope.
They can contact, if they know of an instance of child abuse, or even if they are part of an organization that would like to receive training, they can call 1-800-522-3511. They provide one-hour training sessions for different organizations to help recognize and report child abuse.
Uh-huh.
Rhonda Hudson is the director there at Ray of Hope, and she can assist with any questions that they may have about that.
And they can get find out online, on Facebook, I know.
Right. About 80% of the cases that Ray of Hope deals with are child sexual abuse. There's also physical abuse cases, kids who have been exposed to domestic violence or drugs, and they also work with an organization called Safe Now that provides sexual assault exams for adult women at the facility as
and
well.
And a lot of the cases so. Are people are driven, brought to you by, of course, law enforcement.
Law enforcement. And, mm-hmm. and they kind of act as a like, liaison between
agencies in the community.
Right.
Most of them do. Do you need volunteers? How can the community
sure.
connect with the organization? Tell us about that.
What sure. They can contact do. Ray of Hope if they would like to volunteer. We would love to have volunteers to assist with Heart of a Child. Mm-hmm. They can contact the Ray of Hope office or online at rayofhope.org. They have a site on there where you can donate money. You can donate your time and find out about volunteer opportunities.
And this event, this isn't a fundraiser, really?
This is not a fundraiser. This is purely for the kids.
You've got a great fundraiser, but this isn't it.
Right. So our big fundraiser is happening in November, on November 2nd, and that's called Hops for Hope.
Right.
And that's a fundraiser, a really fun event for adults in the community, too. So we would love for you all to get your tickets to that and to come out and support Ray of Hope in that way. It's a really fun night.
It's one of the best events in town and definitely a big deal. So we'll all be looking for that in November, but this event coming up April 7th, you said, again, at the YMCA. What were the hours again?
Noon to 4.
Excellent. Noon to 4. And anything else we need to know about
that? Well, I just want, not so much on the event, I just wanted to build a little bit more background for Ray of Hope. If someone, just I'll say, suspects child abuse, maybe you're a neighbor, maybe you, I know if teachers are trained, some professionals are trained, but, you know, just as far as the interested, like I said, neighbor or friend, you think something's going on, somebody said something or didn't say something, avoided a topic, do you guys provide training for that just to recognize the signs as well?
Yes, they do.
I thought you did, but I didn't want to jump out there and volunteer you for something you weren't doing.
Yes, and if they would like more information on that, again, the phone number is 1-800-522-3511, and they can assist with that kind of training.
Okay, thank you
Excellent.
Very much.
Yeah. Well, it is a great event. I encourage everybody to get out, take your kids, the whole family, get out and have a great time at the Heart of the Child coming up here in a couple of weeks. On Saturday, April 7th, noon to 4. So thank you guys for coming in. And Martin, I want to get you in on this a little bit. What you guys do to support our kids here in town is very different. But your organization is another one that started organically here in Bartlesville around supporting our kids, you know, in places where they really need help.
Yeah, Brad. Our organization, the Bartlesville Education Promise, started about 4 or 5 years ago. Ginger Griffin and I were at our wives' Christmas party and started talking about some things that most people don't recognize about Bartlesville, that the large number of kids that are on free and reduced lunch, the number of kids, like there's over 300 kids that don't speak English well, and there's 400 kids that are homeless under the federal definition. As a result, over the last few years, our graduation rate has gone down substantially from the mid-90s, and it was at 83%. So we decided, let's look and see what we could help the school system, which we've been doing, and we've been growing, all with private money, and working with the school staff, we now tutor in all 9 public schools here after school with teachers that we pay for, and we provide transportation home for the kids. Last year in those 9 schools, we tutored over 1,000 different kids.
Wow.
We also have a very aggressive summer program because learning just doesn't stop in the middle of May when they go home. You've got to start thinking about how do you keep something in front of the kids during the summer. So we have a STEM camp at Tri-County Tech where we had over about 250 kids with scholarships for those that can't pay. We have something important, transition camps for those kids going from the 5th to the 6th grade and the 8th to the 9th, because it's pretty traumatic when kids go to a new school. We wanted to make sure those kids knew what to expect, knew what was required of them, and also of their parents, so that they could get a fast start the first day.
Excellent.
Then we also have an art camp and a learning camp at the Boys and Girls Club. We spend a lot of time working with lower-income families because and reading, especially.
Reading, yeah.
Third-grade reading. We've spent a lot of time and effort to make sure that those kids can read by the third grade, end of the third grade, because statistics have shown if you don't read well by the end of the third grade, you are very likely to drop out of school. Nice. Our primary goal is to graduate everybody from school, and we're pretty proud of one thing. Just since we've started this 4 years ago, the graduation rate here in Bartlesville has gone from 83% up to 89%, and we're not giving up. We want to at least be back in the mid-90s and closer to 100%.
That's really exciting, Martin.
Yeah.
Good work that you guys are doing. And all these opportunities this summer, how do people get involved in that? What's involved in going to the STEM camp?
The simplest way is just talk to your school counselor.
Okay.
And they'll be, every parent will be given, well, every 5th grade parent and 8th grade parent will be given information about these transition courses.
Right.
We also have upper end AP, PSAT training so that they'll be prepared to take courses which will get you into college. And most of these courses are free. And if they aren't, if people are concerned about the money, we do have scholarships to pay for them. We want every kid that can be able to take one of our courses and move forward. All the tutoring is free. We have 1,000 kids every year that take tutoring after school in English, math, science, especially reading at the elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
We had over 100 teachers that are on our payroll that we work through the schools.
These are actual teachers.
Teachers, real professional teachers. At the elementary level, these are professional reading teachers to be able to get these kids to be able to read. You know, 3 years ago, the state came in and made a little tougher test. If somebody doesn't pass that third grade reading test, they are restricted from going to the fourth grade.
Hmm.
And so we work very hard with the schools that do assessments. They start doing assessments of people's reading skills in kindergarten, and then the first, second, third grade. And each time somebody shows up that doesn't quite meet the standards, we give them extra help in reading so that by the end of April in the third grade, all those kids can read. And it's sad when some young kid that can't say they're being promoted to the fourth grade. It's bad on
that.
The kid, it's bad on the family, it's bad on the schools, it's bad on everybody. And so we work real hard to do that. We also provide books so that they can take books home and work with their parents to learn how to read.
And it is a local organization.
Very local.
You know, very, very volunteer-driven.
Volunteer-driven.
No staff I'm aware of at all.
No staff. No staff at all. All volunteers. There's 13 board members. And we were very proud last year. We were selected on a statewide competition as the most outstanding school support organization in Oklahoma. So we work real hard at it. The people in Bartlesville are very generous with their money, and we use it for local issues like reading and testing. And
we all hear about the lack of resources the schools have today, and we understand the great school system we have here in Bartlesville and have historically.
Yes, we do have a great school system. Our ACT scores are significantly higher than the state and the national. We have national merit finalists this last 2 years. We had two national, which is a great thing. But sometimes we forget that there's other problems in the school system.
Right.
And a lot of it has to do with home life. And we need to try to all make sure that parents know they need to work with their kids, especially at a very young age, to encourage them and help them learn.
Well, and that's what I hope our people are hearing about, these resources in our community. And I love to have organizations like Ray of Hope and the Bartlesville Education Promise on here, because they expose people to, you know, those resources that are out there, where, you know, because there are so many in our community, whether it's through the through your school, you can get to either of your organizations through there if you need anything, or Boys and Girls Club, they're all there. So congratulations to all of you.
Well, thank you, Brad. We appreciate it.
Well, you do. Thank guys you, do John. Great work.
Great and I'm work. Interested in your all's program, especially at the Y. That it sounds like a fun program.
It is. Yeah. You know, it is. So once again, Heart of the Child coming up April 7th. Do you have any events coming up? Or timing on your summer stuff, Martin?
We start in June, and we'll be 6 weeks out at the Boys and Girls Club. And then, or at least 8 weeks probably, with the learning program out there. But also, the STEM classes at Tri-County Tech, they're 1 week at a time. They're kind of fun programs, starting with the fourth and fifth grade and going clear up to high school.
Well, that is
those kids learn something. And we bring business leaders in to talk about how do you get the education to be able to do some of these STEM-type courses or jobs that you see. STEM, obviously, for those that don't know it, it's science, technology, engineering, and math. And most business leaders will tell you, you need these type of courses to really have a good job in today's society. And those are some of the type of programs that we really stress hard to make sure that the kids get the types of courses where after graduation, whether they go on to tech school or to college, you know, we would hope every kid that goes through the system can graduate and have a good job.
Well, we all, you know, kind of imagine that you're talking about engineering and stuff like that, but I'll tell you, this stuff applies to my guys who work on your cars.
No, I don't doubt that.
I mean, they have to be engineers, basically. Computer systems, mechanical systems together, how they work, robotics, the phone. Everything from
Are good paying jobs.
They really are. But without a good foundation on this stuff you're talking about, it is really hard. And that is something that we see some people struggle with.
Yeah.
So that's great. So congratulations again. And do if you're interested in these programs, go ahead and tell them how to get a hold of you guys at
Bartlesville. Well, the easiest way is just to look at our website, BartlesvilleEducationPromise.com. And there's phone numbers there that you can send something through the web. You can even make a contribution through our website. And we live on private funding.
Yeah.
And we're very glad that the business leaders in town donate to us. But we have hundreds and hundreds of private funds, even down to $20, making contributions to us. Some of these programs are expensive. If you hire today, one thing that caught us a little off guard, and we shouldn't have, but when the teachers all got their raise, we bumped up all the salaries for all of our 100 teachers that work with us. And not only that, we pay their salary, but their benefits as well. And so it's up to $25 or $30 an hour that we're paying these people to work with our kids. But we wanted professionals to work with our kids. So the Bartlesville school system is very generous. Many of our programs are open, like all of our summer programs, are open to people outside of Bartlesville. And we, especially in our STEM camp program, we've got people from union schools and others that come here to Bartlesville to attend some of our classes, and they're open to everybody.
Excellent. And back to Ray of Hope, tell us again how to find out more about your organization.
You can go to the website, which is www.rayofhopeac.org. Or if you have direct questions, you can get in touch with Rhonda Hudson. She's our executive director at Ray of Hope. And the office phone number is 918-337-6177.
And the great event, The Heart of the Child, coming up April 7th on Sunday, or is it Saturday?
Sunday
afternoon. Mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon, April 7th, noon to 4. So that we'll all look for that and see you out there. So thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Two great organizations. And I recommend everybody go to their websites and find out more about these organizations, because they really are great examples of what Bartlesville does. With, you know, we've got great support for all the people that need it most.
We really do.
I congratulate you guys for being involved in that. And personally, I know you all do, and you make choices to do that. So thank you.
Well, you add on these two organizations plus just all the other youth-oriented organizations. So you mentioned Boys and Girls Club, but scouting and everything else that's out there to help build up our youth all the way around.
And all the way around. And all of them are so strong around here. That's one of the great things about our community. And, you know, it just makes me proud to be a part of Bartlesville.
Yeah. It's just amazing, all the different organizations that are working together and working, you know, right, just to minimal overlap. If Heart of a Child already covers a particular service or a part of a service, then somebody else will walk up just to it and shake hands with it, but they're not going to overlap, at least on purpose anyway.
That's very intentional. Has to be in a community like this. I know that the organizations talk about that, and that the United Way, you know, works to help with that, and different organizations are really aware that they need to do that. Of course, there's a limited amount of resources the community has. We are very generous in Bartlesville, but there are still limited resources, and so we want them to be used to the most effect.
That's right. Tomorrow, of course, OKM holding their virtual launch for the coming season, and they were in yesterday talking about their youth program, building arts in the minds of young people, getting an appreciation for music, getting instruments in their hands to start getting that hands-on approach to music that way.
Supporting our school systems needing to focus more on STEM type stuff, and our arts are still there, and thankfully in Bartlesville, but we have such a great arts programs in outside in the community too. I know the symphony's also working on some great youth programs.
They have an annual fifth grade concert, fifth grade. I forget. I think it's fifth grade.
I think that's going to also be evolving next year. I think I've been talking to them about some exciting stuff coming up with that program next year, where they're going to be working with more professional musicians, and I think that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, I wasn't sure they were ready to let that out of the bag.
I'm hinting at it.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything.
I didn't want to take Lauren's announcement away from him, but that's at least.
Well, they told me. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
They know I have a radio show because Lauren's been on here.
That's right. getting back to this a little bit, the name of the program is Car Talk.
It is a great time to come out. It's a busy time of year. I mentioned Truck Month earlier.
Yeah.
Another thing we're seeing is the used car business is really great right now. We've got a great inventory of used cars. I've been selling a lot of them. If you have something you're looking to trade or get rid of, we definitely need inventory. So come on down, give us a shot at your vehicle. If you want to sell something to us, we'll make you a cash offer for that vehicle. You can actually do that on our website. Answer a few questions, and you'll get a cash value for it that's a real value. And then we'll follow up with you on that. We've got all our cars are priced online. I've got full detail. Most of them have detailed pictures, up to 30 or 40 pictures of each vehicle. Mm-hmm. So you can do a lot of that research if you want from your couch or your office. And then we'll get it ready. When you come in, it's just a matter of reviewing a few things, making sure that's the vehicle you want. And it all can take as little as an hour these days if we've got most of it done before you show up.
Yeah, that makes it pretty easy, really. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the word detail. I just was curious. Springtime, do people, you know, is it, you see a pickup in the detail shop as people bring their stuff in?
You know, what we see is when people are out and active that happens. Yeah. And this is a very active time of year. And we mentioned all the events going on and the school events and sports and everything else. So, yes, it's a busy time of year. And with the weather changes that we have this time of year, detail is a big, it does pick up. Enrique and the guys, I saw them this morning, and they've got a lot of work lined up for today. But if you give them a shout down there, they'll be happy to schedule you in, and you can get a great professional detail from them at there. Or if you want to talk to one of your service advisors, if you're in for the 995 oil change, we'd be happy to take care of the detail then also.
And it's just something you just to add to the menu of services there. And again, $9.95 oil change with or without an appointment.
That's right.
If you synthetics a little bit more and that sort of thing. But
synthetic and diesel oil changes are more. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, it wasn't quite $9.95. There are a few extra charges. There's a disposal fee and a tax. And the $9.95 will go up to 5 quarts of semi-synthetic oil. If there's a little bit more needed, we charge a comparable rate. So it's still a great value and probably less than you can actually buy the oil for.
That's true. What's coming out new? The 2020s are...
Well, a lot of great stuff coming. We've got our first Aviator is about to be allocated to us in the next round of Lincoln allocation. That probably won't arrive here until July or so, but that'll be coming soon. That is an all-new Lincoln product. We haven't had a product in this segment in a long time, but it'll be essentially a mid-size SUV, let's say the Explorer or Highlander size of vehicle, mm-hmm. if you're familiar with Ford's and Toyota products. But they're in that mid-size SUV segment, a Lincoln product that I expect to be just outstanding, comparable to the new MKC that we've got and the Nautilus that came out this year and the Navigator last year. So, I mean, it's going to be a great product for us.
And with that Lincoln, you get that concierge service.
Concierge service. We have our single point of contact, pickup and delivery of your vehicle for service. We go the extra mile for our Lincoln customers, too. But obviously, we are all there to take care of you for all your brands. And give us a shout down there. Our phone number is 918-333-0900 or dungeonschoice.com. You mentioned the website.
I did.
You can get to all our departments there. We're there 24/7 to chat with you if you have questions about anything. And just give us a shout there if you have any questions.
So we can stop by, or like you said, you can go online. You'll chat with them right there online through their phone or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And there are people there 24/7. Sometimes it's manned by people outside of our dealership, but we're there, too, backing them up. Sometimes I'm on there chatting.
No doubt.
Yeah, we definitely do that. Or check us out on Facebook, too. Any of those platforms, we're also there. And we try to partner up with these organizations and bounce back and forth in the social media world so that we draw attention to them too through our marketing.
Just because it's going on tomorrow, and I know you have a special place for the Price Tower and the community center and the groundbreaking coming up.
I'll be down there. I'm going to have a shovel and be doing some of the groundbreaking myself. Very exciting. I invite everybody down to that.
Arts Council on one side of you and the governor on the other side of you. You're going to be there with a shovel, huh?
I will be there with a shovel and really proud to be there that tomorrow. It's going to be a great day for Bartlesville, so I hope everybody can come down to that groundbreaking. 11:30 mm-hmm. down there out in front of the community center.
Okay. Stop by and be part of that and then be ready to have a good time. Watch out. I think there's a little bit of already some sewer work going on downtown, so the bulldozers will already be in the background for the picture.
There we go. We've started. That's great.
check out the great deals online at DungeousChoice.com. Again, BartlesvilleEducationPromise.com. And are you guys a .org or a .com? Or what?
.org.
I want to make sure that I got it right. HeartOfTheChild.org.
No, it's www.rayofhopeac.org.
Of course it is. Yes.
I'd like to give Brad and his organization a pat on the back. I bought a new car from them a year ago. And I'm one of these that's not very good at reading manuals and watching videos. And his staff is wonderful about telling me what I need to do when I can't figure it out on my new car. You can either call them or stop in there, and they'll show you how you can run your car better, or even, you know, there's so much stuff on these new cars anymore. It's just very difficult sometimes for us older people to learn. So they're very gentle on explaining how the cars really work, and I appreciate it.
I don't think it's their slogan, but it works. Dungeus, you've got a friend in the auto business. News on the way on 1400 K1.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is